Chapter 7. A Bad Night in Town. At 7 o'clock the next morning, the phone rang in Christina's flat. It rang many times before Christina answered. She took a long time to wake up.
"Hello? Who is it?"
she asked at last.
"Christina, it's me, Danielle. Are you okay? You didn't phone me back yesterday. Is everything all right?" "Well, I'm fine. But I don't like this feeling that somebody is trying to hurt me."
"That's why I'm phoning you. Do you want to go to the police with your story?"
"I don't think so. I know I saw the man in the gym who pushed the weight, but I don't think I could tell the police what he looks like. I don't know him."
"Okay," Danielle said, "but I'm worried about you, Christina. Would you like to come to the club tonight and talk about it?"
"I'm sorry. I have to go out. But I can probably come to see you quickly after work,"
Christina said.
"Okay. See you later, then,"
Danielle answered.
"Thanks for thinking of me."
Christina meant it. Danielle was very kind to her. Christina got ready and walked to the museum. She arrived a few minutes before 8:30, but it was not quiet. The museum was full of life. Christina sat in her office for a moment. Three people looked in through the door at her.
"Hi, Christina. Great talk yesterday."
"Everything's going really well, Christina."
"Hi, Chris. Good luck today."
There were smiling faces and kind words everywhere. She heard Philippe Maudet's voice outside her office and went out to meet him. Christina and Philippe spent another day in meetings. After lunch, Philippe showed the museum directors photographs of the paintings he wanted to bring to Buenos Aires. He had a photograph of the painting with the red poppies, the same painting that Christina had in her office and her bedroom. Christina took the photograph in her hand. Suddenly she felt cold and sick. She didn't know why. This was her favorite painting. It was strange that it was making her feel like this. She passed it quickly to the person on her left. At 5:30, Philippe turned to Christina and said,
"How about our walk around the city? Is it still okay?"
"Yes, of course. Do you need to go back to your hotel? I could meet you there if you want," said Christina.
"No, there's no need. Let's go now," answered Philippe.
He took his jacket and followed Christina out of her office. The two of them left the museum and walked down Avenida del Libertador. Christina showed Philippe the Recoleta Cemetery. She told him the story of General San Martin, who was the Libertador, the man who made Argentina free.
"And there, above the buildings and the trees, you can see the top of the English Tower," Christina said. "It's the same as Big Ben in London. The British people who lived in Buenos Aires gave the tower to the city in 1910.
Philippe smiled.
"You'll want a tower like the Eiffel Tower from me before I leave," Philippe said.
"No. I'll be happy with 37 Impressionist paintings."
Christina smiled, and they walked on down the Avenida. As they walked, Christina decided to stop at the gym so that she could talk to Danielle quickly. Then they could get a taxi and drive around the center a little. They could drive to Plaza de Mayo and see the famous buildings there, then come back to have a drink in a bar in the Plaza San Martin. After that, they could walk on to the new area of Puerto Madero. She wanted to take Philippe to the restaurant
where her father took her on the day she got the job at the museum. Then, after dinner, they could go to San Telmo and see a tango show at El Viejo Almacén. She couldn't let Felipe leave without hearing the real music of Argentina. Soon they were outside the Recoleta Health Club. "This is the gym I go to," Christina explained to Felipe. "I had an accident in here 2 days ago, and I need to talk to the manager for just a minute. Do you mind if we go in for a moment?" Christina asked Felipe.
"That's fine. I'd be interested to see inside," said Felipe.
They went in and walked past Florencia, the receptionist. She smiled at Christina, but stopped Felipe.
"Excuse me," she said. "I need to see your club card, if you don't mind."
"He's a friend of mine," said Christina. "We just wanted to talk to Danielle for a moment."
"I'm sorry."
"That's okay," said Florencia, and she phoned Danielle's office to tell him he had visitors. Christina found Danielle and introduced him to Felipe. They talked for a moment about the gym and their jobs. Then Danielle turned to Christina. "I wanted to show you the names of people who came here in the last few days. The only problem is that we don't have the names of the people who bought day tickets." Christina looked at the names, but there was nobody she knew.
"I'm sure I don't know the man," she said. "I didn't see him clearly, but I'm sure I don't know him."
"Okay," said Danielle. "Florencia isn't sure either, but I'll talk to some more people. Maybe somebody else saw this man."
"Thanks, Danielle," said Christina. "I'll see you soon."
"Nice to meet you,"
Felipe said to Danielle. Danielle shook his hand and smiled.
"And you,"
he said. Danielle watched the two of them leave. He would like to be with someone tonight, and thought about his girlfriend back in Rosario. Christina and Felipe walked out of the front door of the gym together.
"Let's get a taxi to the Plaza de Mayo from here," said Christina.
"Okay, and on the way you must tell me more about this accident," said Felipe. "It sounds like a strange story."
They stopped at the side of the road to look for a taxi. There were always black and yellow taxis around, but sometimes it was difficult for them to stop in the heavy traffic. Suddenly, an old Peugeot 504, which was parked on Avenida del Libertador, started and drove towards them. Christina was looking for a taxi when she saw the Peugeot coming right at them. She shouted and pulled Felipe back from the road, but it was too late. The car hit Felipe and then drove away along the Avenida.